Last year, the commercial fleet pulled about 19,400 tons of herring from Sitka Sound. This year, that number is around 29,000 tons. The big jump comes after the state corrected the way it ages the herring. An error in determining age meant that scientists were underestimating the biomass and therefore setting a lower harvest level. Fish and Game says, in essence, the increase in the harvest level is setting the bar back where it should have been all along. But the Sitka Tribe of Alaska disagrees, and it has taken to newspapers throughout southeast Alaska to say so. A series of ads placed in the Sitka Sentinel, the Ketchikan Daily News, and the Juneau Empire state that 29,000 tons is roughly equal to 58 million pounds, and one of the ads claims that that is enough herring to cover a football field in 20 feet of the silverfish. The ads call the harvest excessive.
Our concern is we wanted people to visualize what was being removed from the waters around Sitka, and then to begin to question if those overall biomass numbers are correct.
Jeff Feldpausch is Resource Protection Director for the Sitka Tribe.
I myself didn't know what 58 million pounds of herring looked like, so we ended up doing some sample weights. We got bought a box of bait herring from one of the cold storages, took the weight, the dimensions, figured out the density of herring, and then converted that back out through the 58 million pounds, and gave people a good idea of what 58 million pounds of herring looks like.
Fish and Game points out that the harvest is only ever 20% of the entire biomass. So if we use that same math about the football field, the fish taken might be 20 feet high, but the fish left behind would be another 80 feet high. The tribe has doubts about the state's methodology. Feldpausch says the state's data is based on three-year-old herring.
So that means there's 2-3 years of data that they don't know what's happening out there, and a precipitous decline in those particular years, brood years, won't be caught in the model until they hit age 3. So you could be significantly over-harvesting these fish and not know it for several years.
Well, I think the Department of Fish and Game has the best management and science anywhere in Alaska or anywhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Steve Reifenstuhl is executive director of the Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance, which represents the commercial fleet.
When the Department of Fish and Game took over management in the 60s, when we became a state, the biomass for the Sitka Sound herring was around 5,000 tons or a little less. Today, it's in excess of 145,000 tons, over a 20-fold increase. I think that speaks for the health of the resource. It speaks to the good management and the good science that the department delivers.
Reifenstuhl says the fishery benefits everyone in Sitka. It helps keep the city's raw fish tax revenue up, and the hundreds of people who come to town every year to fish or to support the fishery serve as something of a jumpstart for local merchants. The tribe and the commercial fleet have found some common ground. A deal struck at the State Board of Fisheries meeting last month set up a subsistence-only zone in Sitka Sound. Roughly, the zone is between the southern portion of Middle Island and all the way down to the breakwater at the north end of Sitka Channel. Reifenstuhl says it was a good compromise.
It demonstrates that both sides were willing to come to the middle, even if they disagreed about the parameters. And I think that really, this time is time for healing. The compromise was made. That's good for Sitka, and it's good for the resource in the sense that the herring fishery can go on. Subsistence needs can be met. They have been met in the past. And that's good for Sitka's economy.
The final zone is smaller than the tribe's original request, but Feldpausch says it's still considered a victory. The tribe's advertisements are done running for now, but one of the ads was done running a long time ago. The tribe pulled an ad placed in Sitka that upset the city's Chamber of Commerce. It carried the headline, "Sitka Chamber of Commerce Protests Commercial Herring Fishery." Below that, in smaller type, the date of the protest, July 3rd, 1954.
At that point in time, it made sense.
Chamber Executive Director Jennifer Robinson.
There was a significant lack of regulation, and herring reduction was actually one of the earliest commercial herring fisheries practiced as early as 1878 in southeast Alaska, and it was one of the most destructive fisheries. And so the Sitka Chamber was concerned at that time.
Herring reduction refers to the practice of catching the fish to be reduced to oil and meal. The herring reduction fishery peaked in the 1920s and 30s at about 113,000 tons. Stocks declined, and cheaper foreign sources of fish oil soon killed the fishery. The last reduction plant closed in the mid-1960s. That's about the time the state took over management of the fishery, and Sitka's current herring fishery came out of growing demand for sack roe in Japan in the 1970s. Robinson, with the chamber, says her organization favors, quote, a conservative, science-based approach to managing the current fishery, and that they trust the state to manage the fishery well. She says the chamber does not oppose the herring fishery in its current form. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.